Well, good morning. It is October 6th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be continuing to read through 1 Kings chapter 9. We're going to finish the book of Ephesians today once again, Ephesians chapter 6. Tomorrow we'll start the book of Philippians, Ezekiel 39, and Psalm 90. So let's get into the Word this morning. 1 Kings chapter 9 this morning. As soon as Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that Solomon desired to build, the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your plea, which you have made before me. I have consecrated this house that you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time. And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked with integrity of heart and uprightness, doing according to all that I have commanded you, and keeping my statutes and my rules, then I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, You shall lack nothing, and not lack a man on the throne of Israel. But if you turn aside from following me, you or your children, and do not keep my commandments or my statutes that I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land that I have given them, and the house that I have consecrated for my name I will cast out of my sight, and Israel will become a proverb and a byword among all people. And this house will become a heap of ruins. Everyone passing by it will be astonished, and will hiss, and will say, Why has the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And then they will say, Because they abandoned the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped and served them. And therefore the Lord has brought all this disaster on them. And at the end of 20 years in which Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Hiram king of Tyre had supplied Solomon with cedar and cypress, timber and gold, as much as he desired, King Solomon gave to Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. But when Hiram came to Tyre to see the cities that Solomon had given to him, they did not please him. And therefore he said, What kind of cities are these that you have given me, my brother? And so they are called the land of Kabul to this day. Hiram had sent to the king 120 talents of gold. And this is the account of the forced labor that King Solomon drafted to build the house of the Lord and his own house and the Milo and the wall of Jerusalem and Hazor and Megiddo and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and captured Gezer and burned it with fire and had killed the Canaanites who lived in the city and had given it as a dowry to his daughter, Solomon's wife. And so Solomon rebuilt Gezer. And Lower Beth Horon and Baalath and Tamar in the wilderness of the land of Judah, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and whatever Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion, all the people who were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, who were not of the people of Israel, their descendants who were left after them in the land, whom the people of Israel were unable to devote to destruction, these Solomon drafted to be slaves, and so they are to this day. But the people of Israel, Solomon made no slaves, and they were the soldiers, they were the officials, his commanders, his captains, his chariot commanders, and his horsemen. And these were the chief officers who were over Solomon's work, 550 who had charge of the people who carried on the work. But Pharaoh's daughter went up from the city of David to her own house that Solomon had built for her, and then he built the Milo. And 3 times a year Solomon used to offer up burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar, and he built to the Lord, making offerings with it before the Lord. And so he finished the house. And King Solomon built a fleet of ships at Ezion-Geber, which is near Eloth on the shore of the Red Sea and the land of Edom. And Hiram sent with the fleets his servants, seamen who were familiar with the sea, together with the servants of Solomon. And they went to Ophir and brought from there gold 420 talents, and they brought it to King Solomon. That was 1 Kings chapter 9. Let's move on over to the New Testament to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service or as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. And finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm, stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. And so, that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that we may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with a love incorruptible. That was Ephesians chapter 6 and the end of the book of Ephesians. Again, tomorrow we will start the book of Philippians once again. Let's move on over to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 39. Ezekiel 39. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn you about and drive you forward, and bring you up from the uttermost parts of the north, and lead you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will strike your bow from your left hand, and will make your arrows drop out of your right hand. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes, and the people who are with you. And I will give you to the birds of prey of every sort, and to the beasts of the fields to be devoured. You shall fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the Lord. I will send fire on Magog, and on all those who dwell securely in the coastlands, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And my holy name I will make known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is coming, and it will be brought about, declares the Lord God. This is the day of which I have spoken. And then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and make fires of the weapons and burn them, shields and bucklers, bows and arrows, clubs and spears, and they will make fires of them for 7 years, so that they will not need to take wood out of the fire or the field or cut down any of the forests, for they will make their fires of the weapon. They will seize the spoil of those who despoiled them and plunder those who plundered them, declares the Lord. And on that day I will give to Gog a place for burial in Israel, in the valley of the travelers east of the sea. It will block the travelers, for there Gog and all the multitude will be buried. It will be called the valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months the house of Israel will be burying them, in order to cleanse the land. And all the people of the land will bury them, and it will bring them renown on the day that I show my glory, declares the Lord God. And they will set apart men to travel through the land regularly, and bury those travelers remaining on the face of the land so as to cleanse it. And at the end of 7 months they will make their search, and when these travel through the land, and anyone sees a human bone, then he shall set up a sign by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Hamanah is also the name of the city, and thus they shall cleanse the land. As for you, son of man, thus says the Lord God, speak to the birds of every sort, and to all the beasts of the field, assemble and come. Gather from all around to the sacrificial feast that I am preparing for you, a great sacrificial feast on the mountains of Israel, and you shall eat and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, of he-goats, and bulls, of all them fat beasts of Bashan. And you shall eat fat till you are filled, and drink blood till you are drunk, and sacrificial feast that I am preparing for you. And you shall be filled at my table with horses and charioteers, with mighty men and all kinds of warriors, declares the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid on them. The house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord God from that day forward. And the nation shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they dealt so treacherously with me that I hid my face from them and gave them into the hand of their adversaries, and they all fell by the sword. I dealt with them according to their uncleanliness and their transgressions, and hid my face from them. And therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. And they shall forget their shame and all the treachery they have practiced against me, and when they dwell securely in the land with none to make them afraid, when I have brought them back from the people and gathered them from the enemy's lands, and through them have vindicated my holiness in the sight of all many nations, then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them into exile among the nations, and then assembled them into their own land. I will leave none of them remaining among the nations any more, and I will not hide my face any more from them, when I pour out my spirit upon the house of Israel, declares the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 39. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms, Psalm 90. Psalm 90 for our final reading today, Psalm 90. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust, and say, return, O children of man. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80, and yet their span is but toil and trouble, and they are soon gone, and we fly away. And who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? And so, teach us to number our days, that we might get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servant. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all the days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. And let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of our Lord, our God, be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Well, amen. That was Psalm 90 and our Bible reading today for October 6, 2021. God bless you, and Lord willing, I will see you tomorrow morning bright and early. Bye now.